Earth Eats, Annie Corrigan here.
One of the great things about having a garden is to go out every morning and see what's happened out there. And you always find your squash blossoms.
Daniel Orr, not just a chef, but also an avid gardener. This recipe, he says, tastes like summer in Italy. Here it is.
The ones that we're taking are mostly the male blossoms, because you're not going to get any zucchini from them, so you might as well go ahead and just grab those off every morning. And when you get enough of them, you can do a recipe like we're going to do today. What we do is we just kind of open them up, and it's almost like they almost feel silky, and it's almost like opening up a piece of cloth. All right, next I'm going to marinate the mozzarella. I've got some nice fresh mozzarella. With a little bit of salt and pepper, and then a little bit of olive oil. We're going to wrap these in a basil leaf and then stuff them into the squash blossom. Okay, the other thing that I like to do, and what my friend in Italy showed me to do, is to also add a little anchovy to this. So now I'm just going to roll these up, okay, and then press them together. So you've made these little tight little packages. Okay, now that we have our packages made up, just going to crack a couple eggs. And this is what in the business we call standard breading procedure. All right, so you have your flour, your egg mixture, and then your breadcrumbs. And then one thing that people always do is they always get their hands all gunky when they're doing this kind of thing. So what you want to do is have a dry hand and a wet hand. All right, so with your dry hand, you're going to do your flour, and then you put it into the egg. So you really want to make sure that they're totally encased in the egg mixture. Okay, then the final process in the standard breading procedure is the breadcrumbs. We're using panko. Okay, once they're all nicely coated, we're going to go over to the stove and just simply saute them up. We have probably about an eighth to a quarter of an inch of oil in here. And we're just going to gently put them down inside. Fry these till they're nice and golden on all sides. We want to cook them long enough that the mozzarella has time to get warm and melt, because that's what it's all about, is that nice gooey mozzarella on the inside and the nice crunchy breading on the outside. And you'll know when they're just about done, when you might see a little bit of the mozzarella seeping out of the squash blossom packages. The French would call it bavouze, which means drooling. And that's how they like their omelets. So you want to do the same thing with these zucchini flowers, is just have them kind of drooling at you.
The sound of bubbling frying oil. Give them a fry for 90 seconds or so on each side. You could steam these instead if you'd rather. Follow along with the recipe at eartheats.org.